Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you, transcribed, One Man's Family. Overheard between Henry and Fanny in the library late at night.
Henry, the phone.
Who?
The phone, Henry. We've been asleep.
Huh? Where am I? Yeah, I'm coming.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Friends, when you're feeling miserable with a headache, the first thing to do for fast relief is drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Yes, always rely on Alka-Seltzer. It contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved when you take it. Therefore, it's ready to go to work instantly. That's why it brings such fast relief. Remember, the first thing to do whenever you have a headache is drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer. You'll feel better fast. Yes, you can always depend on Alka-Seltzer for the comforting headache relief you want.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Here in Seacliff, San Francisco, as a usual thing, the lights in Henry Barber's library go out promptly after the evening news. But tonight, let's see, it's after 11, and the windows are still brightly glowing. This is a momentous evening for Henry and Fanny Barber. Clifford drove away before dinner in his long, sleek foreign car with a ring in his pocket, and it was no secret to anybody that he hoped to become engaged to Maudie Pemberton tonight. Henry insisted on waiting up for his triumphant homecoming. It's almost 11:30 now, and Henry and Fanny are both sound asleep, sitting bolt upright in the chairs by the dying fire. It's very quiet in the handsome old room, the ticking of a grandfather clock in the hall, Henry's deep, regular breathing, no other sound.
My goodness.
Huh?
Henry, the phone.
Who?
The phone, Henry, the telephone.
Where am I?
Henry, open your eyes.
Huh?
Well, answer it.
Yes, I'm coming. Hello. Oh, Jack. Here.
What does he want?
What is it, Jack? Oh, no, your mother and I are waiting up for Clifford, that's all. Everything's fine. No, he hasn't come home yet. I see. Well, you go back to bed. Good night, Jack. Jack got up with one of the children and saw our lights still on. Wondered what happened.
They're all right?
Little Connie had to get up in the night.
Goodness. We've been asleep in our chairs, Henry. It's almost 11:30.
Clifford won't be much longer now. I want us both here to greet him, Fanny. Yes. I want you to tell the boy how happy you are about his engagement. Yes, a marriage has a better chance when it's launched with the full approval of everybody, especially mothers. I was sitting here half asleep a moment ago thinking how fortunate we really are and realizing how much it means to a man to find the right woman. You see that Maudie will be a steadying influence for Clifford. Where's Paul? Upstairs?
Took Nicolette to the movies, don't you remember?
That was tonight?
Henry, let's go upstairs. If you want me to be enthusiastic, I'll do it better in the morning when I'm wide awake.
Perhaps you're right. I can't keep my eyes open.
Front door.
Which one is that? Paul? Clifford?
It's me, Dad. Claire.
Here he is, Fanny. The boy is home. Yes. We weren't tired tonight, Clifford. Here he is, Fanny. Clifford, what are you doing?
I'm hanging up my coat, Dad. I'll be right in.
Brighten up, Fanny. Brighten up. Well, we weren't ready for bed yet, so we thought we'd sit here and read until you got home. How are you, my boy?
Mom?
Clifford, what's the matter?
Clifford?
We kind of celebrated the victory before the battle around here tonight. I won't be needing Aunt Isabel's engagement ring, Dan. Here, I appreciate it, but you better put it back in the vault.
Clifford.
Yeah. The gal said no, Mom.
Oh, I fail to understand. Why, I thought...
Yeah, so did I. But that's it, Dan. Here, take the ring. I'm going up to bed.
But Clifford...
Dad, Morty said no. She said it gently, and clearly, and firmly. No.
Clifford.
Yeah, we got excited a little too soon.
But Clifford, why? I know Morty. That is, she...
Morty is the nicest gal I ever met in my life, Dad. She's a great gal. But she doesn't love me enough to marry me. Good night.
Oh.
Good night, Clifford. Don't you want us to come up?
No, no. I'll see you in the morning. Good night.
Yeah.
Henry, what has happened?
I don't know, Fanny. I don't know.
I wasn't as cordial to her as I might have been, perhaps, but I was nice to her, Henry.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose I should have asked her over a little oftener.
Yeah. And, too, I might have given the impression of urging Clifford along a little too fast.
Hey, who's up? Ah, well, it's kind of late for you two, isn't it?
Paul, Clifford is home. He went up the stairs a moment ago. Morty has rejected him.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, I hope my attitude... That is, I suppose I could have seemed more enthusiastic.
Well, Mom, you're not blaming yourself.
We don't understand where this went wrong, Paul. Unless inadvertently, with the best intentions in the world...
See here, Dad, this was a decision two people had to make for themselves. You mustn't feel guilty about it. You had nothing to do with it. Neither one of you.
Yes, they seem most congenial.
Why didn't she tell Cliff tonight, do you know?
That she didn't love him enough to marry him. I presume, I gather that's what she said.
Well, can't you accept that?
Yeah.
Marty's as forthright as they come, so if that's what she told Cliff, then that's all of it. And it's nobody's fault. Yeah.
It's a shocking disappointment. Why, it's been a little miracle what Maud Pemberton has done for Cliff. No use talking. I'm going upstairs. I'm very tired. Are you coming, Fanny?
I'll be along, Henry. I'll talk to Paul a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Well...
Good night, Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. When Maudie was here for dinner that last time, I tried to be very cordial, Paul.
Mom, get that worry right out of your head.
She doesn't love him, then why did she lead him on?
Well, I don't think she did. Cliff's fun to be with. He hadn't considered marriage in the beginning. It was all very light and gay, and nobody's to blame, Mom. These things happen, and that's it.
Well, I hadn't realized how serious it might be. Don't you think you might go up and have a little talk with him?
Well, I imagine Dad's gone to see him. That's probably why you went up.
Clifford?
Yes, Dad.
Clifford, are you in bed?
No.
Yeah?
Just standing here at the window, Dad. Turn the light off.
Oh, no, it's quite bright out, isn't it?
Oh.
I'm not going to stay, Clifford, but there are one or two things I wanted to say before I forget.
Okay, here, let me put the bed lamp on.
Oh, no. I'd rather you didn't. This is fine. I'll sit here in the arm of the chair. I'll stay only a moment. Paul came in. He's talking with your mother downstairs. She'll be coming up soon.
Yes, Dan?
It was about your new car, Clifford.
Yes?
I was afraid, of course. I was very surprised when you drove up in it, a foreign car, costly, and not too practical in one sense. And yet, on the other hand, it might be quite an asset in the real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
So, thinking back, Clifford, I was afraid you might have misinterpreted my first remarks about it.
I don't even remember what you said, Dan.
Yes. Well, now that I've had time to consider the purchase from every angle, I approve, Clifford. Yes, you've always liked good cars, and you can take considerable pride and comfort in this one. I wanted you to clearly understand.
Oh, I do, Dad, I do. That's swell. Thank you.
Yes, then you don't mind. There was one other thing that crossed my mind about your real estate venture. That is ours. Your mother has pointed out to me how well you were doing at the Elkhorn Company, and, well, I may have acted somewhat hastily in buying the half interest for you in Harper's real estate office.
Dad, I'm very grateful for what you've done, and I'm going to make good. I'm not going to let... anything get me down.
Oh, my boy. I'm so happy to hear you say that. because I realized that what happened tonight was deeply disturbing and... Well, yes. Now, Clifford, if you don't feel like going to work first thing in the morning, you take it easy tomorrow.
Yeah, I was just thinking, Dad.
Yes, Clifford?
I don't know. It might be wise for me to take a day or two off.
Yes?
I could take my car and ride down the coast somewhere, not for long, 2 or 3 days, and a week at the most, and kind of shake out of this thing.
Yeah, very well, Clifford. Well, I'd be glad to sit in at your office for you while you're away.
Would you want to?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I could go over there in the morning. I could be there at 8 o'clock.
Well,
Yes, that's what we'll do. And when you get back, Clifford, you'll find that work is a great healer.
Yeah.
A man can plunge into work and accomplishment and forget his troubles. It's a great boon, hard work. You'll discover that.
Funny thing about this whole deal is that Dad, marriage was the last thing in the world I wanted. That is, at first. And now, well, data is data.
There isn't any hope whatever, then, my boy?
No, Dan. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Good night.
Good night, my boy.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Now you know, it is no longer necessary to be so miserable when you have a cold. Yes, medical reports, as reviewed recently in several leading magazines, verify the effective relief antihistamines offer to cold sufferers. And Tabsin contains an antihistamine, plus other ingredients doctors have prescribed for many years. That's why for cold symptom relief, Tabsin is a better formula than any antihistamine alone. Yes, antihistamines are wonderful to relieve the sneezes, sniffles, and stuffed up nose. But Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabsin, have combined an antihistamine with time-tested ingredients that offer even more relief. Yes, Tabsin contains an antihistamine together with an ingredient to relieve aches, pains, and misery, and to reduce fever, and a special ingredient to help combat the dull, drowsy feeling. No, you don't have to be so miserable with a cold. Enjoy Tabsin's quick, effective relief for cold misery. Get Tabsin from your druggist today. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. Here's the family again.
Is he all right, Henry?
He's being very manly, Fanny. Yes, I'm proud of him. When he plunges back into his work and fills his mind with business problems, he'll come out of it a bigger man for having suffered.
I do hope so, Henry.
Remember, friends, if you feel a cold coming on, for fast relief from your misery, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, now at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the aches and pains of a cold and reduce the fever of a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for colds, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Henry Barber, Realtor. Chapter 27, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.